plate a potential nugget.
The other piece I really found interesting was in the book you talk about a 2x2, where you talk about richness on one scale and reach on the other. And clearly there's a trade-off there. So you can have deep conversations with few people, but as you increase the number of people somewhere, the depth gets compromised. And it's probably even more pronounced given the proliferation of social media and a lot of the low-touch conversations we end up having. What are your insights around having deep conversations at scale, if I may use the term?
Yeah. Well, you know, I love what we are doing, the two of us sitting on a chair facing each other. And there's a very gentle person, of course, recording our conversations, so three chairs. I mentioned in the book what Henry David Thoreau,
right.
And he said, you know, I built this little cabin and I've got two chairs for having a conversation and a third chair in case it's for society. So there's a third chair there. Beyond that, he says, you know, there's just too many people.
Right.
And that's true. I can look you in the eye and I can see that you're listening to me so well. So, you know, I'm interested also in you. So we're having a deep dialogue here, I think, amongst ourselves. But as you start getting to 10 people into the room, into the same so-called conversation, each feels a need to speak, has the need to speak. Then what others say start influencing what one person is saying. And so you get into a conversation which is no longer able to explore any one person's point of view in any depth. So the larger you go in the conversation, you're reaching more people, but the richness of the conversation diminishes. Now, this is like a physics fact anyway, and the social media is suffering from this.
Right.
That if you make a lot of information available to people, they can't concentrate on everything at the same time. So they have to make choices. And if they wish to remain connected with many things, which is the beauty of being on social media, they will have to perforce shallowly connect with many things.
Right.
They can't go too deep into too many things, otherwise they can't keep attention to so many things. So we have to make a choice between richness and reach. However, my intellectual and practical challenge is this, that in the vast conversations, or the large numbers of conversations happening, can't we introduce more richness than there is presently? So I talk about the ways of masked dialogue. So I say, even if in a 10-minute conversation that I have with some person, I could get to insights about myself and the other person that usually, even in a one-hour conversation, I don't get, then I've got sort of efficiency introduced into a one-on-one conversation. Similarly, if I could say a meeting of 10 persons, if conducted differently, could enable those 10 persons to find something deeper about the system in which they are all together, as well as about themselves, than they do in a usual about the data conversation. So you see, we talked about data earlier. Many of our conversations are, let's keep to the data and let's keep opinion out of this place. We say that, you know, there's no time here to discuss your opinions, get the data out. So we force people to, in fact, not delve into the more important, interesting things that we should be delving into for our own sakes and for the sake of the collective. We just stick at that data level and we're not learning more. Economics is having this problem because, you know, needs large masses of data so that it can prove that this phenomenon applies everywhere. So you use large amounts of data and the data doesn't represent accurately anything anywhere anymore.
The key takeaway for me here is that if we happen to be facilitating a conversation of a large number of people, then there's an opportunity for us to structure the conversation to create the space for listening. But more importantly, creating the openness to have a curious discussion around where people's opinion on a certain topic comes from. Too often, we've seen debates in certain news channels where people come in with preformed opinions, don't listen to each other, and just outshout each other. I don't think those sorts of discussions take anybody anywhere. I guess the key is to understand the art of facilitation to ensure that we create the right tonality in the conversation for us to move forward, something that Arun talks about in the next segment. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.